Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have a song by Sam Kelly, a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award-winning musician who currently lives in Cornwall. We're going to hear a track from Sam's first full-length studio album, The Lost Boys, that he released about 5 years ago now. Here's Sam Kelly with a song called Spokes here on 101.5.
Spokes in the wheel, full of our creation. If time is all we have, what do we for? 'Cause we're spokes and we never land. The wheel will always turn, and now and then pull us apart and leave us stumbling in the dark. Chase our tails around this harbor town. We laugh and smile and drink our troubles down. Where are we going now? Where are we going now? If time is all we have, don't let me go. And we never learn. The wheel will always turn, and now and then pull us apart and leave us stumbling in the dark. They leave us stumbling in the dark. We're stumbling in the dark. Stumbling in the dark. Cliffs of chalk and stormy swell. We're spokes and we never learn that the wheel will always turn, and now and then pull us apart and leave us turning.
We'll always turn.
stumbling in the dark.
On wings of a window, the dark rolling sea, angels are coming to watch over thee. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, love. Hear the wind blow. Hang your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, love. Hear the wind blow. Hang your head over and hear the wind blow. The currents are sailing way out on the blue, chasing the herring of silver. On the wings of a wind, oh, the dark rolling sea. Angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind.
You may well have heard of Franklin's fate, of Parry, Ross and McClure. Explorers brave around the north, each gallant man of worth. Though of all the bold adventurers to comb the Arctic range, the greatest of all was an Orkney man from the Hall of Clastray. Drawn to the north is bold John Ray, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. Where the whaling men were first to mark these northwest passage straits, a trade route to the Orient that merchants sought for freight. Many's the banker tried his luck, and many's the ship would go, and many's a lad was led to die on the blinding ice and snow. John in the north is bold John Ray, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. If ever a man could find his way, the name of the man is John Ray. He'd scarcely nigh a dozen men, he put them to the test, and learning from the Eskimo, he sought the noble quest. 12,000 miles he roamed the north, by oar and sail and march. He made it look like a morning straw, from the air to Highland Park. John to the north is bold John Ray, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. If ever a man could find his way, the name of the man is John Ray. Grave news had reached the Hudson's Bay, the Franklin's men were lost. John Ray was sent to seek them out, no matter what the cost. In learning from the Inuit, a true and honest source, how Franklin's crew was driven to the desperate last recourse.
drawn to the north is Foton Way, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. If ever a man could find his way, the name of the man is John Ray. Now seething with ambition strove the ruthless Lady Jane. With wickedness and cunning, John Ray she would defame. She robbed him of the knighthood, so rightfully his due, for he found the Northwest Passage on the fate to Franklin's crew. Holy ground, my thoughts to you do stray. The greatest man of all the North, the pride of Hudson's Bay, who solved the Arctic riddle, let Scotsmen praise his name. That truth and time cannot deny so great a man of fame. Raise your glass to bold John Ray, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. If ever a man could find his way, the name of the man is John Ray. Raise your glass to bold John Ray, shining star of the Hudson's Bay. If ever a man could find his way, the name of the man is John Ray. The name of the man is John Ray.
Some Celtic music from Canada's west coast with Bruce Coughlin and the Tiller's Folly, a band that's been entertaining us now for over 20 years. We heard a song called The Ballad of John Ray, who was a Scottish explorer trying to find out what was the fate of the Franklin expedition. The song comes from an album titled Buchanan Bluegrass. Before Bruce Coughlin and the Tiller's Folly, we heard Caris Matthews, a fine Welsh singer, songwriter, author, and broadcaster, was also a founding member of a Welsh alternative rock band called Catatoni that gained popularity in the mid to late 1990s. We heard Caris's arrangement of the Connemara Cradle Song. The album is titled Explorer. Start off today's show with Cornwall's Sam Kelly, in a song called Spokes, a song written by Sam about being so preoccupied with getting through the days that we often overlook the good things and the good people all around us. The album from 2015 is called The Lost Boys. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM, from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music, up next a song by Ashley MacIsaac, the June Award-winning Cape Breton fiddler, who was born on February 24th, 1975. He's a cousin of Wednesday MacIsaac and Natalie McMaster. We're going to hear Ashley's arrangement of a song written by England's Phil Rice and Rick Gard called Lay Me Down. Ashley MacIsaac here on 101.5.
Could feel this way. rout and out and diddly out and rout and out and die, and a rout and out and diddly out and deet and dight and do, dither a dump, dout and rout and dum, a rout and deet and die, further a do, a dither a rout and out and diddly out and die. Routin' out and diddly out and routin' out and die, and a routin' out and diddly out and deet and dight and do, dither a dum, dout and routin' dum, a routin' deet and die, further a do, a dither a routin' out and diddly out and die. Routin' out and diddly out and routin' out and die, and a routin' out and diddly out and deet and dight and do, dither a dum, dout and routin' dum, a routin' deet and die, further a do, a dither a routin' out and diddly out and die. I am a little beggar man, a begging I have been for 80 or more in this little isle of green. I'm known from the Liffey down to Segou, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the trades that's going, I should begging is the best. For when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. He can beg for his dinner, he has nothing else to do. Only cut around the corner with his old rig-a-doo. I rout and diddly out and rout and out and die, and I rout out and diddly out and deep and tight and low. Dither a dum, rout and out and dum, I rout and deep and die. Feather a low, a dither a rout and out and fiddly out and die. I slept in the barn, right down a caravan. A wet night came on and I slept till the dawn. With holes in the roof and the rain coming through, and the rats and the cats, they were playing peek-a-boo. When who did awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotty apron and her calico blouse? She began to frighten and I said, boo, Ara, don't be afraid, mam, it's only Johnny Doo. I reckon that can tell you. I met a little flaxy-haired girl one day. Good morning, little flaxy-haired girl, I did say. Good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do? With your rags and your tights and your old rig-a-doo. I'll buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I'll fetch by and by. I'll buy a pair of goggles and colour them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I will make her too. Packed on me back, over the fields with me great heavy sack, with holes in me shoes and me toes peeping through, singing skinny-rink-a-doodle-o and old Johnny Doo. I must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night. The fire's all raked and out goes the light. So now you've heard the story of me old rig-a-doo. It's goodbye and God be with you, says old Johnny Doo.
peri meri dictum, peri meri dictum Domini.
That was Boomerang, a Montreal-based Celtic-influenced trio featuring the musical talents of Dave Gossage, Kate Bevan-Baker, and Sarah Paget. We heard a track from their brand new album, Echo Land, a medley made up of three tunes that included Peri Meri Dictum Domini, The Cumberland Gap, and Washington's March. In front of Boomerang, The High Kings, an Irish folk quartet formed in Dublin back in 2008 by Celtic woman manager Dave Kavanagh. We heard a piece of music called The Little Beggar Man, a song that was written by Ireland's Don Mescal and Shay Healy. Comes from the High Kings' self-titled debut recording of 2008. Starting off that set was Cape Breton's Ashley MacIsaac with Lay Me Down, a track that comes from a best-of album that was released in 2008. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before getting back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargold Facebook page at Waxies Dargold Radio. Queued up next, a song by Ciarán Cooney, a fine singer who comes from Ireland's the county off of Lee. Curon has just released his new debut solo EP. It's titled Red. And we're going to hear his arrangement of a song called Mickey Dam that comes from the new EP. And this is a traditional song about Irish immigrant labor in Scotland. Curon Cooney with Mickey Dam here on 101.5.
I'm an honest Irish labourer, and I come from the County Clare. And once I had a little farm with nothing much to spare. But I had to sell me donkey and me little billy goat. Oh, and with the money I had left to Glasgow, took a boat in the morning when I landed there. Before me hair was dry, I was starting at the Mickey Dam in a place that they call Bullguy. And the gang that looked over us, they called him John the Mouse. And the very first day I started there, me he bit a grouse. But I quickly did surprise him, and I says, you little rat, I'll tie a string around your neck, I'll toss you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Well, this roused the mouse's temper, and at me he bade to jump. And he swore he'd paralyze me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly did surprise him, and I grabbed him by the throat. And I shook that ugly monkey till the tails fell off his coat. Cause I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Stopping in, they call them Navvy's huts. Oh, and the bugs and the fleas that live in the beds, they're as big as coconuts. And on Saturday night, when I get rare, I'll stand behind the door. And as they come out one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. Cause I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around them. Dam, for I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam.
My father often told me when I was just a lad, a sailor's life was very hard, the food was always bad. But now I've joined the Navy aboard a man o' war, but now I find a sailor ain't a sailor anymore.
Don't fall on the rope, don't climb up the mast, If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad. Get your savings ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
The Gaelic of a mess, he says we got it soft. It wasn't like this in his day when he was up aloft. We're like our bunks and steamer bags, of what's a hammock for? A swinging from the deck, head or lying on the floor.
Don't call on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad's. Get your sailors ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
They gave us an engine, the first one up and down. With some more technology, the engine went around. We know a steam and diesel, but what's a manual for? A stoker ain't a stoker with a shovel anymore.
Don't haul on the road, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad. Get your savings ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
They gave us an older stamp so we can do it right. They gave us a radio to signal day and night. We know our codes and ciphers, but what's a semaphore? A bunting tosser doesn't toss the bunting anymore.
Don't haul on the road, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad. Get your savings ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
Two cans of beer a day, and that's your bleeding lot. They gave us an extra one because we swabbed the top. So get on your civic clothes, you'll find a pub ashore. A sailor's still a sailor, just like he was before.
Don't haul on the road, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad. Get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the road, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be a lad. Get your savings ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor
as he marched along with his kilt and spurring and his musket gun. The ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed out by, while he sailed out by the broomy lawn.
Oh, the pipes did play as he marched along, and the soldiers sang.
Roar. Take the king's shilling and we're on. guns and the bayonets flashed in the morning sun. The drums did beat and the cannons roared, and the shilling didn't seem, no, the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war.
For the men they fought and the men did fall, cut down by
laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war.
Thank you so much.
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that was the Celtic folk quintet Runa with the King's Shilling, a song written by Scotsman Ian Sinclair, set in the 18th century, advising against taking the King's Shilling, which was often given to young men as a binding contract for them to be in the British Army or Navy. This track featured the lead vocals of Shannon Lambert Ryan, where she was joined in by the County Galway's Dave Curley on harmony vocals. Track that comes from a live album that was released in 2016. In front of Runa, we heard the Fisherman's Friends, a seven-piece male traditional English folk group that sings sea shanties and first got together back in 1995. The Fisherman's Friends are based in a small village on the shores of the Celtic Sea in North Cornwall. We heard the Fisherman's Friends with their arrangement of a song written by Tom Lewis called Sailor Ain't a Sailor Anymore. And Tom served in the British Navy for over 20 years and lived in B.C. for a number of years before moving back to England. The album is called Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friends. At the top of that set, some new music by Ireland's Ciarán Cooney. We heard his arrangement of the traditional song called the Mickey Dam. The album is titled Red. Queued up next, a song by Figgy Duff, a band that played a major role in the Newfoundland musical cultural renaissance of the 70s and 80s. And Figgy Duff was initially founded by Pamela and her partner Noel Din, who passed away in 1993 from cancer. Featuring the vocals of Pamela Morgan, the band's arrangement of a traditional Newfoundland song called Fisher Who Died in His Bed. Here on 101.5. Thank you.
Jim Jones, the fisher, the trapper, the trawler. Jim Jones, the fish killer and banker, is dead. No fisherman surely never stepped in a dory like Jim Jones the fisher who died.
Thank you. Gilly Ruach, your lovely hair has more glamour, I declare, than all the tresses rare between Killin and Aberfeldy, be they lint weight, brun or gold, be they blacker than the sloe, they are no more worth to me than the melting flake of snow. His eyes are like the gleam, all the sunlight o'er the stream, and the songs the fairies sing seem like the songs he sings at Plowin, but my heart's full of tears begin to flow as I say, Harish,
Eddie Reader, one of my favorite female singers from Glasgow, who was born on the 29th of August, 1959. In 2018, Eddie marked her 40th year as a performer. In that year, she released her 11th solo album, which included her arrangement of the Loch Tay Boat Song, a rendition of another boat song from the composer of the Sky Boat Song, Harold Bolton. The album is titled Cavalier. And in front of Eddie Reader was Newfoundland's Figgy Duff. We heard the band's arrangement of a traditional Newfoundland song called Fisher Who Died in His Bed. And you can find this song on a fine compilation CD called A Retrospective 1974 to 1993. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Cape Breton's Mary Jane Lamond and fiddler Wendy McIsaac. We're going to hear a medley of tunes that includes The Lass with the Yellow Coat, The Boys of Ballinchalla, Angus the Winemaker, and The Green Fields of Glen Town. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac. Bye for now.